I'm Nick Harcourt. It's 88.5 FM, and Gary Clark Jr. joins us actually over at the Village a couple of nights ago. It's a live session as well as a component of this. But first of all, thank you. It's great to see you. The last time I met you was 4 years ago during the Guitar Center Sessions TV show that I used to host. That was a lot of fun.
That was.
Lots of water under the bridge since then, and I do want to talk about what's happening right now. So why don't we talk about what you're in Los Angeles to do this week? There's some exciting gigs coming up.
Well, thank you. It's good to see you as well. Yeah. What I'm out here doing is I'm doing four nights at the Forum, opening up for Eric Clapton.
That's pretty nice.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
Jimmy Vaughn's on that bill as well, and just that's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, you've been relentlessly touring since the last time I saw you. I mean, I know you've done some recording as well, but you've been around the world a couple of times as well. How is the life of Gary Clark Jr. these days?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm at some points I can be a little confused as to where I am and a little bit tired, but I'm good.
I'm like that, and I get up in the same place every day.
No, but it's been great, man. I'm traveling all over the place and showing up in places that I never thought I would be, and people are showing up and showing love. So it's been a good ride since I've seen you last year.
Do you get back to Austin that much? Do you still live in Austin?
Yeah, I live in Austin. I'll get back. We were just talking about that. Few days out of the year, I get to pop back in and say what's up to some people.
So you're just pretty much living out of a suitcase.
I'm going.
Yeah,
we're going.
I'll be ready for my train. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Let's talk about this song that we just started playing on the radio, the Beatles cover, Come Together. It's on the upcoming Justice League soundtrack. But how did that come together?
There you go. Right? Yeah. It's hard not to. Yeah.
How'd you get involved in doing that?
Well, I heard that Junkie XL was involved. Amazing musician.
Doing the score, right?
Yeah. And so he had the idea, I guess, to do this and with me in mind. And I showed up right here to this place that we were in.
In this room.
Yeah.
At the Village.
Exactly.
Which we should always say, you know, thank God for the Village.
No lie, this place is incredible.
Yeah.
So I walked in right here and sat down. We started talking. He said, you just go in there and you do your thing. And I did, and we sat back and listened to it, and I was like, okay.
It's a raunchy version of the song.
Yeah, it's dirty. It's not nice.
Yeah. Did you know it was going to be like that going in? Did you have a feeling of what you were going to do with it?
I kind of had some sort of an idea, but I didn't know it was going to the final result would be as big and as powerful as it was. It's incredible to hear it, incredible to play. It was inspiring. Yeah.
Are you a Beatles fan?
I am a Beatles fan.
Yeah. So yeah. I know you've done some Beatles shows in the past, right? You did that that Beatles celebration a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right.
The Grammy thing.
Yeah.
When you are approaching covering something by somebody so revered, any fear in that at all? How it's going to be met? Any kind of trepidation going into something like that?
Oh yeah, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's why I don't usually touch, you know, covers.
He wears no shoes shiny.
So through the miracles of modern technology, we're actually broadcasting this in Los Angeles on the day that tonight in D.C. you're doing this very cool veterans show with Joe Walsh. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how you got involved?
Well, I met Joe Walsh out in L.A. We were doing some events, and we kind of quickly bonded and mutual respect, I guess you could say. And so he called me up to play this event for the vets, and Keith Urban and Joe Walsh and Zach Brown. So it's gonna be a bunch of folks out there, so we're gonna go do that for them.
Where do you sit with albums as opposed to songs or EPs these days? You know, the world has changed so much since I met you four years ago. I mean, I think your first introduction to a lot of us was as an EP. And then obviously the albums have come as well. But where do you sit with that world now? Do you feel like I want to do 12 songs and put together an album, or do you feel more like I just want to record music and put it out as I'm making it? Where are you at with that?
I'm just in this place where I'm just being creative and just going and not really thinking too much about it. I got to a place where I was thinking way too much, and I just want to, you know, create.
taking shots, waiting on tomorrow, trying to fill up what's hollow. You gonna know my name. You gonna know my name. Yeah.
Well, it's great for you, great for us to have you drop by and talk with me, and obviously bring the band in and play for us.
Yeah.
Gary Clark Jr., great to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.